Blog Talk Radio.
This ain't no ordinary world. This ain't no ordinary song, yeah. The God of sin is greater than the ordinary. So I'ma give them all I have.
Praise the Lord, brothers and sisters, and good morning. This ain't no ordinary worship, and this is not an ordinary day. Welcome to the Morning Motivation Podcast. I am Evangelist Rossi Williams. Our topic for today is the frailty of life, and we're coming from the book of James, chapter 4, verse 14. While you are getting your Bibles ready, I remind you to not miss one empowering episode of this 15 minutes of hot breakfast for your soul with me. Tune in live Monday through Friday at 6:30 a.m. Eastern by calling in at 323-870-4180 or from my website at feeldfire.com. That's FEELDFIRE.com. But if 6:30 is too early for you, you can follow the podcast so that you'll receive the recording text straight to your phone at 8 a.m. And you can do that by texting the letters MM for Morning Motivation to phone number 33222. That's MM to phone number 33222. Well, by now you should have your Bibles ready. I have a liberating word for you today, so get ready. I am in the book of James, chapter 4, verse 14, and I am reading from the KJV. Whereas ye know not what shall be on the morrow, for what is your life? It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time and then vanisheth away. Praise the Lord. Now, let me read that to you from the NIV, the New International Version. Listen, brothers and sisters. Why? You do not even know what will happen tomorrow. What is your life? You are a mist that appears for a little while and then vanishes. Come on and give the Lord praise for his word. On yesterday, my sister called to tell me that our uncle had passed away. So, of course, I am still sad about that this morning. But my mother, who is older than him, she took it extremely hard. You know, she helped raise and baby him as he was growing up. And as I began to think about him passing away, the frailty of life just began to overtake me. How fragile life is. How vulnerable we are, because although we're all here, we don't know the day or the hour when God chooses to call us home. And because we don't know that, it begs the question of just what was asked in the scripture that I just read to you. What don't you even know that you don't have the capability to guarantee what will happen tomorrow? You don't even know if you will be alive tomorrow. So since you don't know that, glory, and since I don't know that, since we understand that we are just a mist, our time on this earth is just a vapor, does it not behoove us to live every day to the fullest of the purpose and destiny for which God has ordained us. You don't know if you will make it to 5 p.m. today. I don't know if I will be here to do morning motivation tomorrow. So because of that, why are we so entangled with stress and drama, mess and confusion? People who in the big scheme of things don't care, don't matter, don't give any thought to your own happiness, peace, goodness, your own purpose, encouraging and uplifting you. Why are we prioritizing people, prioritizing friends, colleagues, prioritizing things, prioritizing everything over what should matter? The frailty of life. This morning when I awoke, before I got out of bed, I was looking out the window at the clouds, and it was still dark, but I could see the clouds. And, you know, the frailty of life was all over me. And I said, Lord, I thank you that I can see the clouds. But, you know, really the tragedy of that is that I see those same clouds any other morning, but I have not appreciated the fact that I could see them. Oh, I'm talking about the frailty of life. You see, we have forgotten how to respect the fact that we are just a missed time. How do I know we've forgotten how to respect that fact? Because we don't give enough time to what's important. We don't stop to smell the roses. Some of us have never been outside of our own counties, our own neighborhoods, our own cities, our own states, the country. Some of us have never been on a vacation. Some of us have just never said, today it just needs to be about me and God. We don't respect the fact that everything we've planned out for tomorrow is not promised. We don't even respect the fact that we can see. We don't thank God for the sight. Somebody is blind this morning. We don't thank God that we can even hear my voice. Someone is deaf. We don't thank God that we have a place to live. It doesn't matter if my place is bigger than yours or yours is bigger than mine. Someone is homeless this morning. What about the fact that we have transportation, whether it's a car, whether it's a yacht, a limo, whether it's a bus, the bicycle, whether it's your own feet, someone has no transportation. Someone doesn't even have feet. Someone is paralyzed. The frailty of life. You have a spouse whom you love and whom loves you. Someone is divorced or separated or going through divorce or separation right now. Someone has been a victim of domestic violence. You have your right mind. Someone is confused. Someone is in a mental health facility. Someone has Alzheimer's. You have $2 and somebody hadn't seen $2 in 2 years. Hallelujah. The frailty of life. Glory. You have children and somebody prayed to have children their whole lives and was never able to. We've forgotten how to appreciate God, thank God, respect God for giving us another day. Life fragile, and we are letting days, hours, weeks, months, years go by where we never ever progress. Hallelujah. To living out our destiny. Our days are purposeless. They're only set for work and to go do an activity. We have forgotten that this is not dress rehearsal. You only get one life, and this is it. Glory to the Lord. Isn't this powerful word? What are you going to do with this day? In the book of John 10, verse 10, KJV, this is Jesus. He said, "The thief cometh not, but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly." If Jesus came, and he did, because he said that he did, and he cannot lie, that we might have life more abundantly, why are we living in less than? less than what you plan to do, less than what you started out to do, less than what you purpose to do, and less than what God purposed you to do. Why are we so embroiled in drama and social media fighting and posting and worrying about mess? Where is the priority of joy and abundant life in your life? When will you understand that one day time is up? Some of us have lived over half or three quarters of our lives, and we've done nothing but existed. We have not made any impact on life. We have not touched anyone's life. We have not changed anybody's life. We've not touched our own lives. You don't even know who you are. I didn't ask you, what did you do? I said, who are you? Who are you? What do you like? What do you not like? What's your favorite color? What's your favorite cuisine? If you had a chance that you could do anything you wanted for a whole week with no worries, what would it be? Then why won't you do it? Glory. All within alignment with the word of God. I know this is powerful, but it's time to go into prayer. Hallelujah. Come on and praise the Lord, saints. Say, I respect my life. Say it again. Lord, I respect my life, and I thank you, Lord, for my life. Father, we come this morning in the name of Jesus. God, we magnify you. We thank you. We just appreciate life. We thank you for another day. We thank you, God. We glorify you. Surely you are worthy to be praised. Father, we come repenting from not having lived purposeful life. Only existing, our schedules being routine, they're the same thing day after day after day. Our lives are the same, our complaints are the same, our troubles are the same. Oh my God, Father, we ask forgiveness. You said you came for us to have abundant life, for us to understand that there's no guarantee for tomorrow, and because there's not a guarantee that we will live life today. Hallelujah. And that more abundantly. We will smile today. We will laugh today. We will have a good time today. Father, we will impact someone's life for the better. We'll impact someone's world. We'll pray for someone. We'll uplift someone. We'll teach someone. We'll witness. We'll intercede. We will prioritize our loved ones. Father, we will respect life in the name of Jesus. Now, Father, I come praying for everyone listening right now and those with whom they will share this and those who will listen later, Father, that we will respect life. We thank you for life. We praise you for life. We glorify you for life. Father, we're happy. Hallelujah. The joy of the Lord is our strength. We say hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Glory to your holy name. Father, this is a brand new day. It's a brand new us. It's not an ordinary day. It's not an ordinary teaching. It's not an ordinary worship. And we will no longer live ordinary lives. Bless us, Lord. Bless everyone listening right now. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Come on and magnify him, saints. Magnify him. Say, I thank you, God, for my life today. Say it again. I thank you, God, for my life today. I'm going to do the altar call, and then we're going to go out of here on fire. So please keep praising God. But for those who are not saved or who have backslidden, please repeat after me. Father, I come in the name of Jesus. I ask the forgiveness of my sin. I ask you to come into my life now and be my Savior. Now, Lord, I confess that I am saved. Now, Lord, I confess that I am rededicated. In Jesus' name, amen. We welcome you to the family of Christ. Make sure you're getting into a good Bible teaching church. You're at Sunday school. You're at Bible study. And everyone, make sure you tune in. And not only tune in, but invite others to be blessed with me on Morning Motivation, Monday through Friday at 6:30 a.m. Eastern. You can learn everything else you need to know about me at feeldthefire.com, FeeldFire.com. Text MM to phone number 33222. Life is but a vapor. Respect that fact and make your existence count.
Eyes haven't seen, and ears haven't heard, the kind of blessings that's about to fall on me. victory is here. Kick the feet out the door.